This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk to Lance Zierlein on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lance, what's going on, man? Good to have you on. Draft expert, NFL.com. You guys get a chance to see his work, and he's awesome, especially during this time of year leading up to the draft and as we get to draft night. One of the things that everybody's talking about, and I just want to start here, is this quarterback situation with Carolina. Apparently, Lance, it's come out where they've got two guys, obviously, that they've narrowed it down to. So is it Bryce Young or is it C.J. Stroud? Where are you at with Carolina and his first overall pick?
Well, it's going exactly how I thought. I mean, it came out with Stroud, and then I on my own radio show and on podcast, I've said the next thing you're going to hear is that it's, you know, Bryce Young, rumors inside the building is Bryce Young. Because what they're trying to do, I think, is leverage Houston into really not knowing who the pick is going to be so that they can try to get a pick out of Houston to bump from 2-1. With Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, saying that Houston had made an offer of a future first-round pick to move up. With that knowledge, I think Carolina is just fishing to see if they can get Houston to give a draft pick and then move down. You know, the assumption, I think, is going to be Houston wants Bryce Young. So I think what Carolina is trying to do is just see if there's any chance they could get Houston to bite and get one of their draft picks back that they lost in the trade-up. But I don't expect that to happen. I think Houston's going to sit tight. I don't think they're going to bite, and I think C.J. Stroud's going to end up being the pick.
It's a good article Lance wrote yesterday, which kind of breaks down the position groups as far as the strongest to the weakest. He has quarterback listed at number 5. The wild card is Anthony Richardson. What? I mean, I know he's a project, but where does Anthony Richardson go?
Well, he's tough. I mean, you know, listen, a lot of us are placing him with the Colts at 4, but I still think the Colts are definitely going to be in the potential sweepstakes for Lamar Jackson. And if that happens, then it really changes things because I think it really alters what Seattle could do at 5. Seattle might say, okay, you know what? We're going to take a look at Richardson right now and we'll just let him roll behind Geno Smith. But if that doesn't happen, you know, at 6, I don't expect the Lions to go with Anthony Richardson, but they could. And he could fall, you know, will the Raiders go with him? He could, you know, it's possible. How about the Falcons? They could. You guys could, but I don't know if that's the best use of resources. So I think right now Richardson's a really tricky one because I think 4 is where the initial entry point is for Anthony Richardson into this draft. But if you watch the tape and worry just about the tape, you know, this is what happened with Malik Willis. There was some heat early on, but then the tape just wasn't good, and the tape ended up dropping him all the way into the 3rd round. Richardson, I think, has better upside than Malik Willis. The tape is a little bit better. There are more flash plays, and he played better competition. So I think I think it's tricky because I think somewhere between 4 and, you know, 13, 14 is where Anthony Richardson goes. But it's just a tricky one right now because Lamar Jackson could really change some things.
Lance, as we talk about, you know, Jalen Carter's situation, I want to know where you're at on this. When this originally happened here in Georgia, and obviously, you know, with UGA being here and everybody following this story, it was – this is going to ruin his draft position. And now it sort of seems like everybody's saying, no, well, of course not. He's still a top 10 pick. And if he's there, wherever he falls, that team's got to take him. Where do you have him ranked as far as is he the top guy outside of these quarterbacks? And then who do you expect to go get him?
Well, talent-wise, I'm keeping him at 1 on my board. I don't think he's, you know, going to be the first pick, obviously, and I'm not sure he's going to be the first defensive player. So here's the thing. Talking to sources around the league, they knew about – I had heard about the issue with the fatality. I had heard about it and just – you don't do anything with stuff like that. You just wait and see how it plays out and see if the information comes out. It did. Teams already knew about it. You know, I think right now there's a concern about is there a maturity issue, or is this an Isaiah Wilson situation who came out of Georgia who just was wildly immature and out of the league and, you know, just couldn't handle the league. He couldn't handle what it takes. And every team asks about every player, what will this player do with more time on his hands, more money in his pockets, and more access to things that he had maybe never had before, lifestyle-wise. And so that question is asked of every single player. And so, you know, Bryce Young, it's I think, a pretty easy answer for a lot of people. I think so with C.J. Stroud. But Jalen Carter, it gets a little trickier based on, you know, the past. And so teams have to go deep dive into what's going on in his background. How is he likely to handle coaching? There's the football character, right? Is he showing up on time to practice? Is he getting stuff done the way he's supposed to get it done? Those are real, you know, there's real questions to answer there for Jalen Carter. The talent, the film, that's been answered. You watch a film, you watch a production, there's no doubt. But you got to check on personal character, you got to check on football character. But when it's all said and done, man, if you're Dan Campbell, you got to be saying, hey, now, I'm a pretty solid coach. I'm a guy who can handle a big personality. Aaron Glenn can handle personalities. We got this. You know, we got this. So if you're sitting there at number six with the Lions, if you're the Seahawks, who's they've been willing to swing on some guys who have had some maturity issues in the past or some edge to them, the Seahawks at number five, certainly, you know, Atlanta, that would have to be a team that would have to consider it. And I don't think he slides past the Bears. So he could fall out of the top 10. It's possible. I mean, we just don't know what the character background stuff is going to look like from a team standpoint. But I just think it's going to be really difficult for some of the teams, specifically from 6 to 9, to all pass on Jalen Carter. And if they do, that means there's some real, real concerns, because there are some needy interior defensive line teams inside of who I just talked about, specifically the Bears. And if he falls to 9 and the Bears pass on him, then there's some real concerns on the character side.
Right. Then it becomes a free fall. Hey, man, Lance Zierlein from NFL Network. He's got a great blog at NFL.com talking about the positions. What's the strongest? Your number one is the corners. You say there's not a Sauce Gardner in this year's draft, but we're linked to Christian Gonzalez, maybe Devin Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. We need a corner. What are we getting with Christian Gonzalez?
Well, with Christian Gonzalez, you're getting the guy who's my top cornerback. And I don't know, it's pretty rare to find a guy who has this size. I mean, he is a legitimate big corner. He has explosive, twitchy athletic ability. He's a leaper. He runs fast. But I think the thing that really surprises me most is, for a guy who's big and fast, he's extremely fluid and smooth in the field. When he matches up, mirrors and matches routes, and is able to, you know, hound the route and play one-on-one, man press, cover, you know, corner outside. It's impressive because he can really line up against size guys. He can line up against speed guys, and he can hold his own. He had a great battle in 2021 when he was at Colorado against Drake London, where it was just contested catches and jump balls, and it was a fun one to watch. I thought his 21 tape was maybe a little bit better than 22, but I think Christian Gonzalez, of all the players, Devin Witherspoon has the best ball skills. But Christian Gonzalez, I think, has the highest upside, and he has those rare athletic traits like Jalen Ramsey had coming into the league. So I think, there's rumor on the streets as the Falcons really like him, maybe as number one over Witherspoon. So, you know, I'm gonna look to plug in Gonzalez there on my next mock draft and probably sit on it for a while.
Lance, you buying Tyree Wilson out of Tech?
Yeah, I am. I think that when you watch him, he's extremely productive and really doesn't – he's not that skilled as a rusher. He's right now doing it on physical athletic ability and explosiveness and length. And so when he gets coached up with just a move or two, when he starts to understand how to use his length and how to create leverage despite being a taller prospect, I think teams are really going to have some trouble with him. I mean, we saw that with Alvin Smith when he came out of college and had some of the same kind of rare athletic qualities to him but was raw. And very Chandler Jones too. It was the same kind of guy. And now here's Tyree Wilson with unbelievable athleticism and physical traits. And when you look at the production, it matches up. You know, Jadeveon Clowney had some of that, but he didn't have production in college his last year, 3.5 sacks. Tyree Wilson's got production, and everyone knew he was the guy, and they still couldn't really stop him. So I'm absolutely buying Tyree Wilson. I think that you know, you're projecting a little bit, but I don't think you have to project much. I think he is going to be a plus NFL starter in the league, and I think it's going to happen fairly quickly.
It is a Lance Zierlein from NFL Network, guys. Really cool blog, NFL.com. Before we cut you loose, we picked up Scotty Miller, former Buck, but we probably could use a burner in the mix for wide receivers. You have wide receivers ranked fourth. Is there a good value there in the second or third or fourth round to pick up a wide receiver that can impact?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think Tyler Scott, out of Cincinnati. He is a former running back turned wide receiver, so he's got this great field vision when he gets the ball in his hands. But he's also got electric speed. He's a 4.3 40 guy who really is also just tough when the ball's in the air, when the ball's in his hands. So I think if you're looking for a guy, and I like Scotty Miller, but I think a guy who can really set it off, and a lot of times from the slot can help push the push it down the field. He's one guy that I'm really high on, Tyler Scott. I think he's got a lot of upside. This is a kind of a strange year. There's a lot of small, light guys. We got some tall, skinny guys, but it's a weird year for outlier size players at a variety of positions. But, you know, it's a year for the slot. So slot receivers are, you know, the guys that you're probably going to have to focus on. There's a fourth rounder named C.J. Johnson that I kind of like out of East Carolina. Keep an eye on him. That's more of a fourth round type guy.
Lance, is Bijan Robinson Saquon Barkley?
No, I think he's Josh Jacobs.
Okay.
And, you know, what's the difference, right? I mean, Saquon's a really good player. Saquon had the most special athletic stuff that I'd seen coming out. But even on tape, you know, he wasn't a real physical runner. He wasn't a real powerful runner. He just had just incredibly explosive short area quickness and lateral jump steps. With Josh Jacobs, you saw a guy who can hammer you. Well, what we have with Bijan Robinson is he can go between finesse or power at any time. So you think you're getting a power guy coming downhill at you, and before you know it, the elusive Bijan is out, and he slipped you, and you're diving for nothing. You're diving for grass, or you're sitting there on your heels waiting for him to try to euro step you or try to jump step you and get around you, and before you know it, he's rolling straight down the middle, and he's going to truck stick you. So that's a real, real concern. Is that you don't know which guy you're going to get, but either one can embarrass you. And he's great catching the ball out of the backfield. He can block. He's a full menu three down back who's going to be good in short yardage as well. I think he is going to be highly successful early in his career. And to me, I would not hesitate to take him inside the first 12 picks if I really thought that I needed a running back. I think he's going to be special.
I agree. Lance, always good to talk with you, my man. Lance Zierlein, check out his stuff, guys, NFL.com. Continued success, brother. We'll talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.